Today's episode is how to escape the 9 to 5. Yesterday, I had a coaching session with a guy, and he asked me how can he quit his job and start his career as a freelancer. It's interesting because this guy is making 5,000 soles per month. For many people, 5,000 soles is kind of good money, but I asked him, why do you want to quit your job? Give me a strong reason, because if you want me to help you in the how, I want you to give me the why. And he told me because he's tired of not having a life. He's tired of working 8 hours in a row, commuting 1.5 hours in transporte. Then he's tired of not being able to go to the gym when the gym is empty. And also he's tired of not being able to have a good sexual life, because after his job, he has so much stress that he can barely get a good erection. And I asked him, hey, do you have like an extra why? And he said, no, I believe that's it. And then I asked him the following question. How much your employer increased your salary in these last 3 years? And he told me zero. And that is another reason. If your employer is not increasing you your salary in a 10% or 15% per year, that means that you are losing purchase power. So just to give you an extra why. So once that we understand, once that we figured it out, that following a regular job is going to destroy our life in the middle term and long term, we need to find how can we structure our freelancer career. I'm going to give you 5 or 6 questions that I gave to this guy, and these questions are going to clarify the path that you need to follow. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, as always, to me, inglesparacholos.com. By the way, I recorded an episode today in the morning, but maybe tomorrow I'm going to be busy, so I prefer to record double today. Also, friendly reminder, please spread the word, tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. So let's go with this one. The first question is, actually, how much money do you need? How much money per day will make you happy? For some people, it will be like, I don't know, like 4,000 soles. For other people, it will be 5,000 soles. Divide that between 20 days. Now, here is the deal. If you're a freelancer, you're not going to work 20 days. You're going to work the fucking 30 days to start. You're not going to have day offs at the beginning. But the cool part is that you're going to work less hours per day. But let's say that you will work just 20 days per month. How much do you need to make per day? 200 soles? I don't know. Maybe that is the amount that you need. 500 soles? Okay. Now, how much hours do you need, or how many customers do you need to target that number? Start writing down that thing, because that will give you clarity of what do you have to offer. If you need 2 customers of 100 soles per day, okay, what can I offer to these people? So that is the first question. The second question is, who are the rich people that I know and what do they need? And this is a key question. We all have people that maybe they are not rich, but at least they are doing good in their financial life. And I can tell you, we all have needs. We all need stuff. For example, if you want to know my case, what do I need now? I want to start like a video podcast in English also, having guests, but not any guests. I want to have Nalgonas. Now, here's the deal. I know Nalgonas. I know Nalgonas that speak English, but all these motherfuckers are afraid to appear in front of a camera. So if someone is willing to bring me Nalgonas that know English and want to speak in front of a camera, I'm willing to pay 100 soles to the Nalgona and 100 soles to the person who bring the woman. Just to give you an idea of how generous I am. In the same way, I know many other business people, freelancers, little influencers that have a lot of needs and are willing to pay 100 soles, 500 soles for the things that they need. Now, what happened is that most of the people, they always tell you what they need. They never ask you what you need. So you're going to do the opposite. Always ask the people, hey, what is missing in your business? Maybe you can help in some way. The third question is, what skill are you missing? This is going to be surprising, but many people follow like a university career of 5 years and they don't know how to sell their skill. They don't know how to promote their skill. And that is a huge gap between your customer and you. I can tell you by experience, many business owners that I know, many freelancers that I know, what they are missing is basically 3 or 4 things. One of them is knowing how to run Facebook and Instagram ads. That is the cheapest way to acquire customers basically in all the areas of the economy. Almost in all areas of economy, the cheapest way to acquire customers is that, unless that you are in a very niche market, that will change. But most of the people with just understanding how to run ads online are going to have a good investment. The other one is the ability to sell. Many people, when they start their freelancer career, they don't know how to ask for money. And it's like they give all the benefits, but they never make clear how much they are going to charge. And even worse, sometimes they say, oh, tu voluntad, you know, your will. And that is the worst thing that you can do. If you are lucky, the person in front of you is going to value your time. For example, when my friend from university, he offered to help me with the paperwork to do importation, he gave me one number and I always increase the amount of money that he's charging because I value his time. But most of the people are motherfuckers. So never allow your customers to decide how much money you are going to make. You are an adult. You're supposed to know your value. So always make clear how much money are you going to charge. And also understand that the negotiation cannot be too long. Because if you spend 1 hour negotiating the price, the customer, if he wants, he says, oh, you know, I don't want to hire you, and you lost 1 hour. So always try to speed up the process of the negotiation. And also, another skill that I can tell you many people are missing is what I would say is product designing. People don't know how to design a product. Maybe you are not giving a product, you are giving a service, but still, you need to know how to package that service. If you know how to do it, now just the package of the thing is going to make it more attractive. It's like having like a picture in the wall. Let's say that you have the Mona Lisa. You want to put a nice frame, buen cuadro. So the way you frame your product or service is going to increase its perceived value and will make people more, will make it more desirable for people. The other question is, which expenses are unnecessary in your life? There is a phrase in English that is called trying to keep up with the Joneses. What is keeping up with the Joneses? It's always checking what luxuries other people are spending their money on and try to mimic that behavior. If you are going to spend money, especially if you are in this moment jumping from employee to freelancer, you need to cut all the bullshit. The bullshit is different for every person, but I will say most of the cases what I can see is the restaurant expenses. I mean, for real, going to restaurants, your freedom is more important than one fancy dinner on Saturday. And also for other people, what I can tell is buying small things, but in a recurring basis that are unnecessary. Could be buying the Red Bull all the time. Could be buying the, sometimes the protein bar, 10 soles, like huevonazos per day in protein bar, please motherfuckers. Every small thing that you understand that is not a must, or every restaurant, even worse, a trip, honestly. If you want to jump from employee to freelancer, and if you are not in that situation already, if you are not in that scenario already, spending 2,000 soles on a trip is stupid. So let's be smart, right? Invest the money in your career first. Later, that will pay off many trips. So please, let's be smart. Once that you start cutting expenses, the next question is, what will give you the best ROI, return over investment? For so far, I don't know how many coaching customers I had in these last months, but I can tell you maybe 60 or 70% of them, the best ROI to start is in a website, on a website, having your own website. There are many pages that allow you to create a website with artificial intelligence. You just need to drag like a monkey, you just drag the things. Check inglesparacholos.com. Inglesparacholos.com, I did it just with artificial intelligence. So easy. It took me 1 minute to do that shit, for real. You describe the shit just drop it, ready to go. The website is one of the biggest investment that you can do. Why? Because the website is like a seller. Es como un vendedor. You can be doing other stuff and people are checking your website. Of course, it's not going to be magical. There you need to create like a lead generation, a way to bring people to your website. Could be with pay ads, that's why I suggested before to run pay ads, or could be with organic content. Both things are a nice way to send people to your website. Now, if you want to make it, I don't want to go deep in the website thing, but it's important that you add video to your website. Why? Because many people nowadays, they open the thing from the cell phone. So the chances that they are going to read a long text are unlikely. So that's why you want to have a lot of video explaining the stuff, you know, the basic things. the basic things. And if you want, at the end, and by the way, when we talk about a website, I want you to think about a funnel, como un embudo. The website have to include a strong call of action. Many people describe, oh, this is my vision, my mission. I'm sure you have seen those websites. Misión, visión, acerca de nosotros. Yes, but what the fuck do you sell? You are a small player. You cannot have the luxury of do all this nonsense without making clear what do you have to sell. If you go to José Balta, for example, you will see Asesoría con Balta, products, price, buy. So always keep it simple. That is, a good website should make faster the process. So the website will be a nice ROI if you are starting. Another nice ROI could be maybe an assistant. And this goes especially if you are already making money as a freelancer. The time trying to schedule appointments, the time trying to negotiating or explaining the product could be done by an assistant. So what are those repetitive tasks that somebody else can do it? And you can have a good assistant for, I don't know, from $1,200 per month. Or even better, you can have an intern. What is an intern? Un practicante. You can, there in many universities, people are looking for a job as an intern. So if you know how to sell the position, you can have an intern for nothing, for $800 per month. So take advantage of that shit. And the last one, well, I don't want to expand, but will be like a delivery guy. Especially now that if you are selling like small stuff, maybe if you are selling to people around your neighborhood, maybe having a delivery guy could be also a good investment. That's up to you. But what I want you to understand is always ask this question. What is the best ROI with my money? Because you don't have too much money. So each dollar or each sol here in Peru has to bring more soles. That's something I always, when I spend money, I tell desde mi billetito de Santa Rosa, Santa Rosa trae más gente. So traigan más amiguitos, bring more bills with you. And I don't want to deviate for today's episode, but your money need to bring more money. And your hours need to bring more money that bring more money. So just to give you an idea. So people think about this. People think, my energy, I exchange energy for money. Yeah, that's good. But later you need that money to bring more money. So remember that. And before wrapping this podcast, I want to tell you that your schedule is not going to be the same. When you work in a company, you work 8 hours in a row because it's convenient, right? They are not going to tell you come in the morning and come in the afternoon. Most of the people will be better off by having 2 blocks of time. 1 block in the morning and 1 block in the afternoon. It gives you the chance to have more variety in your life. You can have maybe, if you have a block of 2 hours of working and 1 hour of research, then you go to the gym, do whatever, and then you repeat, you will be more productive in that way instead of working 8 hours in a row. Also, from what hour to what hour are you going to work, that depends in your industry. Not all the industry are the same. In the case of fitness, for example, I can tell you, one day that I cannot stop working is Monday, because everybody starts on Monday buying the supplements, especially Monday morning. Also, Sunday evening. Sunday evening, always people buy products. So that's why I have good time with my competitors. Most of my competitors, they don't work on Sunday. So just by me working on Sunday, I do like half of the sales of the week just Sunday night. And that's a little secret of Uncle Balta. But I want you to pay attention which hours, which days are the most profitable, and try to allocate your time in those days. And relax when it makes more sense. In the case of supplements, for example, a good day for relaxation is Thursday. Los jueves tends to be like very relaxed, unless that is quincena, that is other stuff. And also, by the way, pay attention to that. Pay attention when, what is the seasons of your business or your career. Are you more like a summer season type of market or more like a winter season? That is one. And also, how much it spikes on every 15 days, so every quincena. At the beginning of the month, at the middle, or at the end? When is the people buy more stuff? One that you have your statistics, you can create your schedule around that. So every hour that you work will bring more money. So basically, those are the questions that I ask. And that's how I helped my customer today or yesterday to implement his plan. I hope somebody can take benefit of this. But I can tell you in advance that having your own career is the best thing that you can do. You can create your own conditions. You can work in the times that makes more sense, and you can always learn more. So for real, be a freelancer is even better. It's a better way to start than having a business even, because it's a faster way to make some money. Especially once that you understand that 1 hour of your time can be worth it, like 100 soles or 200 soles instead of one full day, that changed your world. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23 986. And by the way, some people are asking me when I'm planning to come back to the YouTube channel in Spanish. I believe I will do it next Monday. I'm ready to record, but honestly, like, having this break is allowing my people to go back to the old videos, and that is pushing the videos, the old videos, a lot. So I prefer to give one extra week of break. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify.